Hello and welcome. I am the Savvy Retiree, here to help you with your retirement transition. I am here to answer questions, take comments, suggestions, anything you'd like to hear about on the show. You'd like me to change my time, if it's more convenient at a different time for you. The more listeners I can get, the better, the happier I will be, and I'm happy that you're here. So again, if you want to call me, please dial 607-203-5487. Today, Retirement Answers. What's your question? What is your question about retirement? Is it, where should I live? Will I have enough money? What if I get sick? What if I can no longer function? These are difficult obstacles to face. And we all are going to face them. A lot of you have prepared for this. I was somewhat prepared. I prepared for retirement the moment I started working. I said, I am not going to do this forever, but I did it for 38 years. And I'm still trying to find something to do that keeps me busy. This show is a hobby for me right now. I'm hoping that it will become more because I love it. And I love helping people during this time of their life. It is a very overwhelming, stressful, breeze into it, no problem. They've been looking forward to it, and they're comfortable. They've got a lot of money. They have a lot of activities they do. Life is good, but for many, life is not good. A spouse has passed away. You're cut off. You know, your income has gone down dramatically, and you're probably not really feeling like working all day long. So you think to yourself, what am I going to do to make extra money? There's a lot of things that can be very upsetting, can create a lot of anxiety, depression in people. And I'm here to try to lighten that for you so that you're not so worried and so stressed and so unhappy. I want you to be happy. I want you to have an outlook that, you know, wow, this is just my next phase of life, and I can do what I want. And so you just start to think differently about your situation. And if you're in a real bind, there should be some place you can get answers, and I'll try my best to help you in any way I can. Again, I am the Savvy Retiree. I am in the Villages in Florida, and I welcome you all to the show. I'm hoping to get more audience as quickly as possible. I have been running up against a few obstacles of my own with regard to this show because people seem to think that I'm in it to I'm not sure. It's trying to get people to call and realize that I'm here to help them any way I can. So if you know anyone who's having some difficulty with their retirement, have them listen to the show, have them call the show, and I'll be happy to chat with them. As my previous shows have indicated, I have transitioned from California to Florida. And during that transition, I experienced a lot of stress. It was very stressful. it takes a lot out of you. I mean, just the thought of moving or downsizing your home is absolutely, it's a horrible thought. And most people think, oh no, I can't do it, cannot do it. But you would be amazed what you can do when you put your mind to it, because if you, you must start somewhere. If you truly are unable to live where you're living now, you're going to have to take some action, take some steps to, and this is why I came to Florida, because my standard of living was not what I wanted. And it has improved quite a bit, and I am not alone here. I have over 100,000 people right around me who have come here for economic reasons, mainly many people from New York, Michigan. They come down as snowbirds, they check it out, they like it, and eventually they move here. This is a great, very conservative community. Family comes first. Family is number one. Everyone here seems to have strong ties to their family, and they're very blessed. I myself don't have that particular bond or connection, as my family members have died. Most of them have died. And so sort of felt that I could be, have an extended family here in the villages, and we will, the people here are wonderful, absolutely wonderful, helpful, just the heart of America. They truly are. The people who live here are the heartbeat of American seniors. And it's a blessing to live here. I wake up every day and I still think I'm in a dream, but thinking about going somewhere where you won't feel alone, it's a good opportunity to start thinking about it. There's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, all of us have done it, and we're happy little villagers, and you can do the same, whether it be in the villages, whether it be in a senior apartment or in some other type of arrangement. I want it to be a situation where you are happy and you feel comfortable, safe, secure, and that you can enjoy your life. A lot of people have trouble with enjoyment throughout this. We've all struggled and worked and saved and dealt with, you know, a lot of difficulties along the way, but for some reason, this particular period of time is really an adjustment that is one that falls in your lap, and you are the one in control. You make the decisions, and I want to help you make good decisions during this time. Nothing is permanent. Just remember this. There's no, you know, you have to look at things like, oh my goodness, I'll never be able to change anything once I do this. That's not so. Anything in life can be, pretty much anything in life can be changed. So don't feel like you're going to be trapped. You're not going to be trapped. We can explore different ways for you to handle your situation and get you on track so that what you decide to do, you will be very comfortable with, and able to feel that you can live your life, enjoy your decision, the decision you made. So, anyone out there have a decision they want, they need to make, or do you have any questions? If you do, please call in 607-203-5487. My show is designed to be a show for people who want to learn what they should do to avoid big mistakes. And it's easy to make big mistakes during this senior transition. I'd like to hear some of the, if you've made mistakes, I'd love to hear what you did wrong and how you resolved the problems, and maybe your advice or your situation could help someone else. So I encourage people to call in, tell us about your experience and what you would do. Today is a beautiful day in the villages. Does anyone have a question for me? So far, no listeners. I am not discouraged. I'm not disheartened. I will continue to broadcast and hope that someone will find this show to be worth their time, that they will learn something from it. I am a licensed real estate agent from California, so I am familiar with real estate questions. Can possibly help you with that. I'm not going to give any advice that would be legally bound to, but I can suggest in different real estate that you may be considering. As I've mentioned before, I've looked in various states and found that Florida is very friendly for seniors. Florida offers a tremendous incentive for seniors to come here, and they have the welcome mat out for seniors, and they make it very easy for seniors to transition here. Whatever your question is, I would love for you to call in, and if not today, anytime. My show is on every day, and I hope that you will listen and call in. I welcome all my listeners. I hope to get to know you, and I want to help you during this period of time. I don't have all the answers, but I will definitely try my best to alleviate some of the worry that you have about being in retirement now. So, thank you for listening. I hope to hear from you soon. And for now, this is the Savvy Retiree. I wish you a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.